patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Oh, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Oh, when God get through with me. When God get through with me, I shall come forth. I shall come forth as pure gold. Lord, 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 please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet.
Can he get through? Amen, amen, amen. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. You know, I think that should be the anthem. I think that should be the anthem for the United States of America. The Christian anthem, something. Amen. Please be patient with me. You know, Reverend Dr. Donnie McClurkin, he wrote this song that says, we fall down, but we get up. A saint is just a sinner who falls down and gets up. He said, now, I didn't write that song to be the anthem. All right. Amen. I wrote that song for people who, you know, fall down and they feel like they can't get up again. And people who are very critical and judgmental about people when they mess up. But I didn't write that song to be the anthem. But I think Please Be Patient With Me need to be the anthem. God is not finished with me yet. Amen. Good morning, Brother Randall. How are you today?
I am well. I'm identifying with that song. Please be patient. Right on time.
Amen. That was Miss Albertina Walker, Dr. Albertina Walker. I've rediscovered her as I've been listening to some of her music lately and finding that so many of the songs that when I first came into Christendom for myself back in the 80s, a lot of her songs were being sung in the church and very popular. And so, yes, Dr. Albertina Walker, God bless the dead. She was also a mentor to so many of the gospel women and men that we love and we hear and we remember and we celebrate in their music still today. So snaps and claps to Dr. Albertina Walker over there in heaven, shouting all over glory. Hey, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And you are listening to WGXC 90.7 Acra, Hudson and Catskill, New York. And this is the There's a Bright Side Somewhere show. Yes, we come here to show you the way to the bright side. We come with music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. We come and let the story be told. We come to let you know that there is a bright side somewhere, and it's right here right now with me on WGXC. Yes, that was Miss Albertina Walker, and you know that's helped for somebody today all week long. Even just tell somebody, try to get up in your face about something. Be patient with me. God's not through with me yet. Amen, somebody. Listen, we got more music with the message for the mind, the heart, and the soul coming up. We have back to back Miss Casey J with If God, Miss CC Winans, He's Concerned, Miss Hannah Kerr, Same God, Yes Lord, and Miss Precia Hillard with Great Things. After that, Israel and New Breed in Jesus' name. And then I will come back with my spiritual social commentary for today, May 16th, in the year of our Lord 2021. But first, right now, if God be for me, yes, Lord, if God is for you, Miss Casey J.
Say to these things, they're still cancer, and so much disease. What shall we say to these things? There's so much violence. It's getting hard to believe.
So many questions, but still one less.
If God before me,
we'll be right back. always concerned about you. Weeping may endure for a night, but the morning will bring joy. He won't give you more than you can bear. He's concerned about you.
You're the same God. You're with me in the middle of it all, God. You're catching every tear as if shout it out one more time. I'm expecting great things.
I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things.
That's real simple right there. Can you help me declare it over your life?
Say, I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things. In my life.
Shout right there.
expecting great things. Ain't nothing wrong with that, beloved. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Expect something great from God. God will meet those expectations, you know. It may not come when you want him, but he'll get there in time. That was Miss Precious Hilliard. I'm expecting great things. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. Listener-supported radio for open ears. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. There is a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. We got a song coming up for you right now, Mr. Israel and New Breed. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, in Jesus' name. Yes, it's in Jesus' name. No doubt about it. Listen and be blessed. Yes, beloved, in the name of Jesus, enemies defeated, and we will shout it out. God is fighting for us. God is on our side. Yes, beloved, there is a battle. There is a war. Sometimes people will say, well, if there's a God, then how come this and how come that? Because there is a battle going on. There is a war. There is a spiritual war that is going on, beloved. We're told about it in the scriptures. We're told in Ephesians to put on the whole armor of God that we can stand and we can fight. We're told that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God. And yes, beloved, there's a battle going on, and it plays out in the human sphere. It plays out. We see it playing out in Palestine and Israel and other parts of the world. We see the war that is being waged in the natural. And beloved, that's because there is a war being waged in the spirit realm too. So don't be dismayed, whatever betide. God is fighting for us, and God is on our side. The songwriter said, and the word says, and I say, I will live and I will not die. You ought to say that too. I will live and I will not die. The resurrection power of Christ is alive in me. Yes, beloved. And I'm free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I think I could go there for a minute, but that's not where I was intending to go today. So I'm going to stay on course. But I just love it. I love the music. It has a message for my heart, my mind, and my soul. If you listening here, you do too. And if you come after week after week after week, as I know I hear from so many people that they do, amen, then it means a lot for you too. So yes, if God is for us, who can be against us? We are safe. We can be safe in him. We are loved and we are healed. But there's a war going on, beloved. Sometimes we take a hit. The goal is to give more hits than we take. The goal is to have more victory. And I ain't talking about the person sitting next to you, a person in front of you, a person getting on your nerves. I'm talking about that spirit force that's behind that person that's getting on your nerves, trying to strike out at you. Give that spirit a spiritual TKO. Amen. Amen. Listen, beloved, today is Ascension Sunday. And it is the time in the Christian calendar where it is remembered that 40 days after Jesus resurrected and presented himself to hundreds of people, hundreds of witnesses saw the resurrected Christ, amen, then his disciples, a select group of people, that had faith and confidence. Their faith and confidence had been bolstered by his resurrection. After his crucifixion and burial, they ran, they hid, and even some just went back to, you know, what they were doing before. And somehow, sometimes that's how it is in our Christian walk, right? We were strong with Christ, we're strong in our faith, we're walking with God. Things happen, we still stand, and then something unthinkable, something so traumatic happens, and people go back to way life used to be. And you know, they hide now. They don't come out the church, don't come out the prayer, don't come out the Bible study, you know. And but then God will do something again. He'll show up and reignite that faith, and you come back stronger than you were before. You come back more encouraged, more faithful, and faith-filled. And that's what Ascension Day did. Amen, beloved. Those disciples, after they saw that, then they saw Jesus bodily resurrect. And hear the message of the angels. Why are you standing there gazing? Because he's going to come back again the same way you see him leave. He coming back again. They got on point. They got on mission. They got on task. And they turned the world upside down with their faith and their message about who Jesus is. They were willing to die, and some of them died horrific deaths rather than recant the truth that they knew. Now, beloved, you know, there's a scripture that says, you know, for a righteous man, you know, we would die, but who would die? Somebody might give their life, but who would give their life for an unrighteous person, right? Who would give their life to perpetuate a lie? And 12 people, 11 people, plus Paul would do that? Nah, beloved, they knew what they knew, and they knew what they saw, what they heard, what they felt, what they experienced. And they were like, you know what? You go ahead and kill me, because I know in whom I believe. And you can kill this body, but you can't kill my soul. And so snaps and claps to our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ on Ascension Day. Those disciples were spurred into action. Hallelujah. Because of their experience with the resurrected Christ. And we also are spurred into action by our experience, our relationship, our conversion in Christ, right? I was reading this morning and it really grabbed me. I read devotionals in the morning, and you know, we do have our daily prayer line. Well, 6 days a week now. Seventh day is a rest day for us. Sabbath, Saturday is a rest day from the prayer line that we were on 7 days a week for 7 years straight. Amen. And then this eighth year, the Lord said, take a break and take that day off. And it has really been meaningful for me, and I know for many others who share that time with us. This morning, as we were having prayer and I was reading this devotional with our beloved sisters and on the line, brothers as well, when we get the brothers, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, always got the sisters, though. Isn't that the way it is in church? I was reading our prayer. This is a devotional that was written by a brother in North Carolina, Donald Huffman, and I want to give him his props, right? Donald Huffman, he was focusing on Romans chapter 2 and verse 12, and it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Be transformed, be changed by getting a new mind and renewing that mind in the new things that God gives and God shows, God guides and God teaches, God leads, God imparts. Then you will be able to test and stand the test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. That's Romans chapter 12, verse 2 from the New International Version. We're a little bit of, you know, interpretation on my part too, right? But our brother in North Carolina, North Kakalaki, as some of us say affectionately, Donald Huffman, he wrote this. He said, during my prayer time each day, I close my supplications to God with Jesus's prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Were this powerful prayer to be answered in our time, I believe we could have peace in our world, and love would prevail over hatred. Justice would be achieved. The intrinsic worth of everyone would be fully recognized. There would be an end to all that causes conflict and division. God's creation would be cherished by all. I believe that the power of the Lord's Prayer is that in the act of praying, we are called to seek and live out God's will each day, relying on the Holy Spirit for guidance. We can share God's love with our neighbors. We can work for justice in our communities and nations. We can seek to eradicate prejudice when we see it. We can help to preserve the gift of God's creation for future generations. I pray that our lives will ever be inspired by our Lord's Prayer as we seek to live fully as God's servants wherever the Holy Spirit leads us. And then he has the prayer. Dear Lord, let your prayer be on our lips and guide our actions each day. Your will be done. Amen. And that just ministered to me, and I wanted to share that and minister that with you as well. And Brother Huffman says that, you know, the Lord's Prayer is a call to action. Yes, beloved, a call to action. And, you know, as a believer, as a faith, a person of faith, believing in God, his existence, his purpose, his design, his plan. I realized that I'm not here to spectate. I'm here to participate. You're here to participate. We are here as actors, and we are to be in action. Somebody, I think it was Shakespeare, said all the world is a stage. Well, I'm not saying that we're here to put on a performance, but I am saying that we are here as actors. Some are bad actors, some are good actors. That's the term that people use now, talking about, you know, the things that people do and how they show up. Is that a bad actor? Is that a good actor? Right? But actors, what do they say in Hollywood? And action, right? And then you start doing your thing. Well, we are here and called to action too. And looking at the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. In earth. And we were created from the earth, beloved. That's what the book of Genesis tells us. And I think a lot of science too. I mean, you know, you leave the body in the ground or the, an unmummified state, and we go back to the elements, right? Our bodies go back to the elements eventually, right? And so, yes, you know, while we are here, you know, we are, and our spirit is living within us, right? That's the spirit that animates us and gives us the ability. Because when we die, the spirit leaves, and that dead body ain't moving no more. That dead body ain't gonna get up, ain't gonna walk, ain't gonna talk no more, because the spirit has left. But as the spirit is in us, the spirit of life, the breath of life, the breath of God is in us, then we have the activity of our limbs. We have the activity of our mind, right? And so we have all that activity so that we can take action. And the Lord's Prayer, as Brother Huffman shares it today, and I concur 100%, it is a call to action. And the prayer says, God, your will be done. And you know what? We know as you grow, and I've grown in my relationship with God and understanding God more and more each day, not being perfect, but striving, amen, to be better today than I was yesterday, on that way to that place where God will say, hey, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. What is well done? It means that you've done something, right? And the Lord's Prayer says, and in earth, in these earthen vessels, as in heaven. Yes, beloved, I agree. And I think you do too. If you're listening to me, you're either in agreement or at least considering the things that I am saying. And I'm saying what the Lord was saying as well. We can have love for our neighbors if we are wanting the Lord's will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. We can, because there's love in heaven. There's no hatred there. Amen. There's no division and discord there. It was tried once, and the discord, division, divisive force was kicked out like lightning, the scripture tells us. Fell out of heaven. And where did he go? Landed here in earth. Thought he was going to set up his kingdom here. Still trying to do it. But not with me, not with you, right? He's not going to build that kingdom using us. We're going to be the vessels that God can use and bring his will into earth, even as it is in heaven. This is a call to action, beloved. The word of God tells us in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord's Prayer. The Lord prayed this. He prays it, and we pray it. Every time we get a chance to pray it, we're reaffirming our allegiance to the will of God, right? I believe that the power of the Lord's Prayer is that it is the act of praying it that brings us into alignment with his will. We are called to seek and live out God's will each day, relying on the Holy Spirit for guidance. Yes, beloved, that's my spiritual social commentary for today. We can work for justice in our communities and nations, for God is a God of justice, and that is the will of God for our lives and our nation, our community. We can seek to eradicate prejudice when we see it, because we're all created in the image and likeness of God. And Paul said, in God's kingdom, there is no Jew or Gentile, no Greek. There is no male or female. In God, hallelujah, we can eradicate, get rid of it, eliminate it, prejudice when we see it. And we can help to preserve the gifts of God's creation for future generations. We shouldn't be having no discord and division about protecting the climate, protecting the environment, protecting our resources. Oh, come on here. Amen. Let's not sell our soul for the country store, as the old folks would say. Amen. Let's preserve the gifts that God has given us in this earth as for our family and our future generations. All right. I guess that's it. I had to get that in and get that out. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And that's my spiritual social commentary for today. And then we're going to come back now with another selection of music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Our next up is featured Chevelle Franklin, Go in Your Strength. God, we're going to go in your strength and we're going to make a change. We're going to make a difference. We're going to make an impact. Yes, we will.
In your strength we will go. We will flourish until the moon is no more. Hallelujah, we will go. 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 La 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 la. We will go in your strength. In your strength we will go. We will flourish until the moon is no more.
Maker, you knit me in my mother's womb.
We will go in your strength. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done in earth and in these earthen vessels as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory that is forever. Amen. Beloved, I pray God bless you in a special way as only God can do today. And until we speak again, God bless you. Have a great day and goodbye.